Wake up with good vibes and variety.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. We gotta do that.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice, 97.3.
Wah, 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 woo. Wah, wah, woo.
Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Uncle Credit Union. Summer plans adding up, and Uncle Credit Union personal loan can help with rates as low as 9.99% APR. Learn more at unclecu.org. Our phone number is 800-400-3697. Call or text us there and email us anytime, sarahandvinny@odyssey.com. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Sarah with an H, Vinny with an I-E. Love to get your mail and your texts. We live for your feedback. So I just teased you by saying the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. And and as I said that, Maddie lost his S. He goes, I love that show.
I've seen every season of Making the Team, which was the first show that they had on CMT. It's about 15 years of that. And I love America's Sweethearts, which is on Netflix.
That is kind of the show I'm talking about. Although this is kind of an overarching thing I'm going to do here.
So this is a TV show and people love it.
Yeah, it's about the tryouts for the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders, and it's, you know, they're learning, they're dancing. People get cut. I don't know why I love it so much, but I
know why you love it so much, because cheerleaders are the best people of all the people. Mm-hmm. They're the best. They rule. They dance. They love football.
They smile.
They dance. They're smoking hot. They're the best.
I mean, I don't watch it because I honestly don't watch it because the girls are hot. They are beautiful, but they're just incredible dancers.
Right.
And also it's just a lot of drama. A lot of drama.
This Gold Rush girl. And we went out one night as a group, like her and her friends, and I brought a friend, and they took over the dance floor, and it was like being, you know, like if you see someone who's the life of the party,
these
girls were the life of the party. We had the best night, the most fun. It was crazy. It was fun. It was exciting. There was, the only drama was who's a better dancer than the other dancer. Like, it was amazing. It was very fun.
So it ended with a dance off, of course.
All kinds of good times were had by everyone there, including the people who weren't even with us. We're like, this is rad.
Well, season 3 is out now. Of America, it just started on the 16th. Did you already watch it?
I'm almost done.
Oh my God! So, as I'm reading this story, I didn't even really know that there was a, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like a thing that would snag me.
A show
about the Dallas Cowboys.
I didn't know either, and I love cheerleaders.
Yeah. So this is they say, that there are a lot of rules. And so I think that the edge is going to go to Maddie on this, because are these really rules for the cheerleaders or not?
Oh, this is a game.
This is a game. This
oh,
is
okay.
about, this is not just about the tryouts. This is about the, you know, being on the actual team and what is and isn't allowed. So we're going to play a game. Maddie and Bob each have a point already.
What?
Vinny, you gave Bob a point just for some reason, remember? And Maddie, I think you got closest to Liam Payne's net worth.
I just want to say, just to anyone out there that is a cheerleader or is considering cheerleading, that I would put cheerleaders above nuns as the best brand of people in the whole wide world.
Just the best people. Just all around, super fun, excellent.
The best people in brands of people. That's cheerleaders. And then nuns and nurses and, you know, all the other peoples.
So now these rules either are or completely aren't from the actual cheerleader rule book.
Oh,
for Dallas?
For the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
All right.
Cheerleaders are expected to give every living creature they meet a smile.
Oh, please let this be true.
Really?
True!
Thick.
No.
No.
It's true.
What?
And we're tied 1-1.
I told you, they're the best people. Every living creature, a spider goes walking by, they're like, how you doing?
They got to give it a smile.
Yeah.
Even as they're screaming. That's me squishing a spider.
Okay.
Rule number 2. Cheerleaders must keep a backup pair of nude dance tights in their game day bag at all times.
True.
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 False.
What?
Sorry, that one's not real. Huh. That's not a rule. They just do that because they're such good people.
Or they don't even need the tights because guess what? I look great. I mean, I don't look great. They look great, but you know what I mean.
Do they wear tights, Maddie?
Yes.
Glitter eyeshadow is a no-go. Matte shades are preferred. Real
true.
Or fake?
True.
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 That is true. No glitter. You're already a glitter girl. Cheerleaders are prohibited from wearing neon-colored nail polish during football season.
True.
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 False.
Oh!
Dating Dallas Cowboys players is forbidden.
True.
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 But you know, in the off season.
No, they find out they kick you off.
That's it for you.
Well, you don't, I mean.
Now you got yourself a football player. What do you care?
A few have tried. I've seen them get kicked off.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
We're doing social real media. Or fake. These either are or totally aren't actual rules out of the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders Handbook, rule book. You must address directors and coaches with yes, ma'am.
Oh, I'm going to say that's true, even though that does feel a little outdated, but okay.
It is Dallas.
It's also, you know, I mean, if they have to smile at spiders.
True.
Yes, ma'am. True.
True is the correct answer. Mm-hmm. Cheerleaders must maintain a minimum GPA of 3.0 while on the squad.
Oh, that is a lot to ask. I mean, come on.
Are a lot of them in college?
Must be.
I'm majoring in fun. I don't need a 3.0. Hello.
If you're majoring in fun, you got a 4.0 just for being a Dallas Cowboy cheerleader.
I'm going to say. That's a no.
That's a no.
They're adults, so yeah. No.
Yeah, that's no. Visible tattoos, not allowed.
Boy, that's a tough... That
you
could,
can't even
I could
try
see
out.
That being the truth in the 70s, but I feel like today you'd go, uh-oh. Every single one of these chicks has a tattoo on their arm. And yet, I'm going to say visible tattoos are a no. I agree. True.
I'm going to say it's a no, but this season there's a girl that's been hiding a hand tattoo and actually made the team. So I'm wondering if they're going to figure that out or not. She's been hiding it. But I'm still saying no.
What do you mean no?
Like no, they can't have.
Okay, it's real or fake.
Oh, real. Sorry.
Okay, real.
Can't like, they just wear
no?
Makeup?
No.
I suppose they could. The one girl sounds like she is.
I guess I'll say that it's true. They
it
cannot
true.
Have tattoos.
It is real. Provocative photos on social media can lead to disciplinary action.
True.
Absolutely true.
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 You know, I tried watching the first season of this on Netflix, the America's Sweethearts, and now I'm remembering why I didn't like it. Mm. This is so antiquated.
No pouting. Is
true.
That a real...
True.
No.
It's true. Sorry, Maddie. You just fell behind. Uh-oh. Bob and Vinny are tied 8-8. Cheerleaders must wear their hair down whenever representing the team in public.
False.
True.
True.
It is false.
Mm.
And that's a point our girl Bob just pulled into the lead.
Okay.
Skirt, skirt.
One more. You cannot bring strangers into team group settings during official trips.
True.
True.
True. True is the correct answer. By a score of 10-9-8, sorry, Maddie, you're the guy I gave the edge to, but Bob is our winner for this game. And then later, I have a bunch left, so maybe I'll do it for the daily game today. You do
okay.
A few more of those. Unless you guys are done with it.
I'm done with it.
No, cheerleaders are the best. You can bring them up every day.
Can
forever
we start
more.
Talking about that show every day, America's Sweethearts, and how good it is?
I prefer that you don't, but I mean... Give it a try.
Feed her tons of prep from that show and just see what happens.
See what happens. Okay. So there you go. Couple rules. Khloe Kardashian. I think that there's probably no one on earth who thinks that she hasn't had a bunch of stuff done. Khloe Kardashian was the unfortunate Kardashian, really, for a long time.
You're so harsh sometimes.
I know. But she knew it too, and she did a bunch of stuff so that she wouldn't be the unfortunate. She's really pretty now.
I feel like that is their thing. Like, that's one of those girls said, here's my boob order. Like, each of them, I don't think that they're ashamed of it, and I don't think that they should be. I mean, they've spent a lot of money. They've transformed themselves into, they've stayed at the top of pop culture. Is it going on 25 years?
Oh, no, I don't think that long.
Keeping Up started in 07.
So 19 years.
Okay, that's a long run.
It is.
And they don't do anything. I watched that show, and they couldn't even get through their own lines. Their own lines were, we opened this boutique in Miami, and they were like fumbling over those lines. They couldn't get to... It was embarrassing, but I give it to them. With that talent, they have stayed on the top for 19 years.
Is their show on Hulu now?
Yes.
So I will say this. I'm with you. I watched, I think, maybe one, possibly two episodes of the original Keeping Up with the Kardashians on E! And it was just kind of a low-rent reality show. But the one
nothing
on
happens.
The one on Hulu. Well, nothing happens on the one on Hulu either.
Right.
But the production value on the one on Hulu is slick. Like it is. I feel like it's just head and shoulders above what they like. It's even the intro to the thing is just amazing, and it's amazing. I mean, as far as the setting and the production values go, it's still a show about like a bunch of rich bitches complaining about, you know, how hard their life is, even though we're all like, you could never work again. How hard can it be?
I know. I don't know why they work so much.
Oh, and Khloe is one of the worst complainers, too.
She's been through it.
I said
it.
As I complained about
she
her.
She has been through it.
She has. She's not even complaining about that. She's like, God, everywhere I go, everyone knows who I am. I'm like, oh, there's a quick fix for that, you poor thing.
What is it?
Don't go out. Wear a mask. I don't know. Like,
well, that's what I was gonna say. Cut your
don't
head
be a Kardashian anymore.
Yeah, I mean that she is widely like easily recognized. Yeah. They're huge stars.
Khloe Kardashian is making headlines after publicly listing the cosmetic procedure she's had done to herself, responding to a plastic surgeon's viral video that speculated about her transformation over the years. According to Khloe, she has had one nose job, performed by Beverly Hills surgeon Dr. Raj Kanodia. Tons of Botox. Sculptra injections to correct a facial indentation left after a skin cancer / tumor removal.
I have that. Now, I've you never had the stuff. Skin cancer, but I've had some stuff scraped right off me and it's just, okay.
Did you get a dent from it? I don't see a dent.
I can show you stuff if you got close. Mm-hmm. And I can show you some things where I'm like, well... I have that looked at. I made an appointment with my dermatologist and it's 6 months away.
Yeah. That's because we're just normal people, you know? If you're Khloe Kardashian, she's like, you know, on a whim, I'd like to come in and get this done. Obviously, laser hair removal, that's actually fairly, like everyone I know has had something lasered off. Skin tightening treatments, collagen baby threads under her chin and neck. Now, I don't know what a baby thread is. That like... sculpts it up, baby threads. Is it pulling it tight? Like, I don't understand that. I probably need it though. Various facials, including the now viral salmon sperm facial, which her sister's been yelling about for a while. Like, that's apparently the magic stuff you need.
Salmon, not human.
Salmon sperm.
Salmon.
Yeah, sorry. Well, bummer, dude. Do you need a facial tonight?
Oh, the collagen baby threads are tiny dissolvable sutures inserted on their skin. They're designed to take care of smooth, fine lines, firm, delicate skin, and stimulate your body's natural collagen production.
Oh.
So you look a plump. It's a plump appearance. Oh. And she does have a plump appearance.
And significant weight loss, about 80 pounds over the years, which she says was also, you know, that.
That's transformational.
Absolutely.
Absolutely is right.
Mm-hmm. And she...
Sarah gets a point.
Thank you. I'm not playing today, unfortunately. No. That's too bad. Maybe on another day I'll take that point. But 80 pounds over the years is incredible. She's a pretty tall chick, right? Well, she's at least taller than the other ones. But I never thought of her as being, I mean, maybe by comparison, but
let
I never thought of her being
question.
In that heavy.
What is tall for a chick, as you say?
5'10".
That's tall.
Starting at 5'10", that's tall for a chick.
She's 5'10".
Oh, she is. She's 5'10".
Mm-hmm. Okay, there you go. Like Mason, our middle days girl, she's always, and every time she's been in here, she's like, I am 5'8 and a half. I am a big girl. And we always just go, okay. But I don't know what that, so it's 5'10 is considered tall.
She's 5'8 and a half?
5'8 and a half.
I feel like I'm taller than her.
How tall are you?
5'8".
But I would say that's pretty tall.
Well, I think it's on the tall side of like what the average is, but I don't think people don't go, oh, that girl's tall.
Right.
You got to be 5'10 before you start. Is Taylor 5'10 or is she 6 feet? Taylor's tall.
I think she's 5'10. I'll check.
Anyway, she has some regrets about the nose job. Her only regret is not doing it sooner.
Oh.
She previously revealed she'd wanted one for years, and then she finally got it, and she's like, oh, my God, I love my new nose. She does have a cute little nose now. I think she got it, like, narrowed all the way down and then, like, a little ball at the end. She has a cute little nose now.
I think that that's great. If you, on the other side of anything you have done, are completely stoked with the results, that's great news.
For years, fans have speculated about Chloe and what she's had done. I mean, it's clear she's had a bunch of stuff done. Her new post is being viewed as one of the most detailed admissions she's ever made about her appearance. But I thought she wrote a whole book called Revenge Body. Or maybe she had like, maybe they were workout videos or something.
I remember Revenge Body, but I don't know what it was.
It was a television series.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
No, of course it was. Why wouldn't it be? So it's just her working out? Getting all toned and stuff.
Yeah. Mm. This is the next installment in the line of the Kardashians being more transparent. We had Kylie's boob order, and then we had Kris's facelift, and now Khloe is sharing.
Right. None of them are admitting to having fat move from their thighs to their butts, though. Like, when you look at Kim Kardashian in a bikini, it's like, okay, that's clearly been sculpted down, and that's been sculpted up.
Yeah, Kim's still lying, for sure.
Yeah. She said, yeah, I haven't had any implants. I'm like, no one said you did. I feel like no one's saying that she did. That was, you know, just relocation.
And also,
I can't even believe they do that.
I know. It seems safer, though, than having an actual implant put in.
Is the Brazilian butt lift your own fat, or is that an implant?
I don't know about the Brazilian
any
butt
of that,
lift.
I can't believe anybody does any of that.
Yeah.
That's your legs. Like, that's your butt and legs.
They want the gap, the thigh gap, so they take that out, put it right in their butts.
So the
butt cheeks.
Brazilian butt lift is the one where they use the patient's own fat.
Oh, that's the one then.
Yep.
I also think that Kim specifically and famous people in general have been using the term plastic surgery and saying, I've never had plastic surgery, but they've had a million other things. Like, yes. Is a facelift plastic surgery?
Yes. I think that a facelift counts as plastic.
Oh, it counts as it, but is it technically?
Yeah.
You know,
playing
like they're
with
loopholing.
Words.
Well,
yes.
How about just what surgeries have you had? Because to me, Botox, that's not plastic surgery.
No.
That's just a shot you're getting in your face. But I think people lump it in with the whole like aesthetic procedures.
Cosmetic enhancements.
Yeah. Cosmetic procedures.
Yes.
That's what the list should be called. There you go. Anyway, everyone's all proud of her for saying all the things she's done to herself. Transparency. We have got a series order for Dungeon Crawler Carl. It's been floating around, people buying the rights here, figuring out how they're going to make this show. It is going to be a Seth MacFarlane production and Dungeon Crawler. But what I'm not seeing is this going to be animated or live action?
I don't know. I'm currently reading or listening to these books on my commute. They're fun. I don't know how you do this with real people.
It really does feel like it would be incredible. Well, it would be all green screen, right? It would have to be.
It's being developed as live action.
Okay.
I don't know how you do that.
And I am way more of a fan of live action, but I think you could have way more fun with this if you did animated.
Although the way they mix live action and animation these days, I mean, like even I keep going back to Chappie, where I did sit and ponder, like, how did they make the robot appear? How did the droid? Because there was no way there was a guy in a suit. And then that was just, I mean, if they can do that, and that was 10 years ago or more. Like, I'm sure they'll be able to, because the things that they have to create for this show, all manners, all shapes and forms, all kinds of, what's the woman's name who they pick up?
Katya.
Like, I can't even hardly imagine her, let alone figure out how they're going to make her work on screen.
Well, it'll be, if you haven't read this book or know nothing about Dungeon Crawler Carl, it is fun. It's also another one of those Doom stories that Sarah loves. She finds them.
Mm, I do.
And so, and it's a series of what, 8, 9 books?
8 books now, although there's definitely going to be, I think he said it's going to be 10 books. I have like the log line, right? So this is how they pitch the story. I almost don't want to, I will say I did not know one thing about this book. When my friend said, you will love this. This is your kind of book. And I said, thank you. Don't tell me another thing about it. And I started reading it and I was kind of, you know what? I'm not going to say it. You can look it up if you want to. There's a full summary of how this thing goes. But I didn't want to know. And I was glad I didn't, because it was all discovery for me. And one thing I love about this book, I will say this. I love a book that I'm 3, 4, 5 pages and I'm never stopping this book. Hit me over the head with it. Make it happen. Dungeon Crawler Carl does that. Dinnaman, is that the guy's name? Roger Dinnaman?
The writer? I don't know, but
it's Dinnaman, but
who,
Matt Dinnaman,
in your mind plays Carl?
The guy who plays Reacher right now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think? I think he'd be because he's like big and kind of doofy looking.
He's almost too big, but I wouldn't say no to it.
Mm.
Alan Richson.
Yeah. The guy who, you know, Trouble on a Motorcycle. But,
yeah, I still don't get that. That guy's so big and he just absolutely knocked out his neighbor. Mm. But it turns out the neighbor was, they are.
Yelling mean things.
What are they like? What did it say? They were nemesis? That's my nemesis?
That's my nemesis. That's weird. This guy.
Dude, you're just a guy in a neighborhood.
Thick and easy.
You've been acting too long.
Go call back and grill something, why don't you? In your mansion. All right, what's coming up?
I have, let me, hold on, the cultural rules that make sense where they live, but seem strange to anyone else in the world.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up
with Alice, 97.3.
Coming up at 9, your chance to see Harry Styles at Madison Square Garden.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Uncle Credit Union.
Mm. Or maybe not. Maybe it's HealthRight 3360. It's all right here for us.
Can you clean that up and I'll do it at the end? Here's what's happening, everyone. Still overcast in downtown San Francisco as we broadcast live. Expect some sun later today. Should be another nice day with a high in the low 80s. Today is an Amazon Prime Day, and also the NBA draft is at 5 p.m. If you're into that kind of thing.
And some people are.
I love sports. I love the NBA. I wouldn't watch 1 minute of that crap.
Mm.
Tell me when he's got a uniform on, and if he's got our uniform on, I'll get to know him. Otherwise, I don't need to know any of these guys. No thanks.
And some people follow it so closely.
I know. Well, your husband goes to the draft.
Well, not the NBA draft.
No, but the NFL draft. He's been.
He loves it. Follows it. Cares.
Right.
But doesn't really watch that much college football.
That's weird.
I know. He just looks at the prospects.
People are sharing the cultural rules that totally make sense where they live, but might seem strange in other parts of the world.
Okay.
So this is stuff. I find this interesting because I haven't been around that much. So they say, what's a cultural rule that makes sense to people who are there, but seems strange to outsiders? In Poland,
oh,
if you visit someone, you will be offered tea or something to eat. You are not supposed to accept.
Oh.
Or you will make an impression you just came over to eat someone's food.
Oh.
As a host, you are not supposed to accept rejection. So you are supposed to insist.
And then what finally happens at the end?
Maybe just a little bit. Have a little bit. And your guest cheerfully agrees for a teeny weeny piece of whatever you've offered.
Oh. So you just give them like a crumb.
It's a battle.
That is so effing stupid.
It is so annoying. I agree.
I've heard this one. I don't know if it's not Poland, but Switzerland or something, where no one's allowed to take the last piece of something or the last slice.
Oh.
So you just have to waste it.
So the pizza.
Nope, it's rude.
Well, what if I just cut like a little sliver off of that? You just leave the tiniest little sliver of cake.
Yeah, I bet you could do that.
Yeah. Here, I left a bite.
In Estonia, summer white nights. Don't worry, I looked it up. I'll get to that.
Okay.
In Estonia, summer white nights are for living, not for sleeping. It can be 11 p.m. on a Tuesday and seniors are out doing yoga in the park. Parents are on the playground with small children or even older children are out with friends and riding their bikes around the neighborhood. Even in the center of capital city, there they are.
They're, if it's light out, they're awake.
And so I looked it up and it says here that in Estonia, the white nights occur during summer when its northern latitude causes the sun to set late and rise early, leaving the night sky in constant twilight.
Oh.
It never goes pitch black during these couple months, and it is tradition or...
It never goes pitch black, huh?
No. And so there's like at least 19 hours of daylight, and people are expected to take advantage of that. Be out. On the contrary, in the dark winters,
oh,
they hibernate. They stay in.
Oh. I wonder if that translates over to like their work situations and stuff. You know what I mean? Like, do you work more in the light and have more time off in the dark?
I've never been to Estonia, yeah, but that would be a good question to ask. In Denmark, it's very common to see prams. Don't worry, I looked it up. It's very common to see prams outside cafes with babies sleeping in them, even on cold days. You know what a pram is?
I do.
What is it?
It's a baby carriage. It's a pram. No? I feel like you had babies. A pram. But I've heard this, that there's no fear that anyone will leave with your baby. You just leave the baby out there sleeping. You go to the cafe. Then you go look in and find your baby and leave.
I just looked around the room. There's four of us here. All three look back at me nodding, yeah, prams.
Pram. Yeah, pram.
I have never heard that term.
I bet you both your daughters know what a pram is.
Get out of here.
Because they have baby dolls. I don't know. It's just one of those words.
I think I learned it in a movie.
Oh.
Does it stand for parents, resources, and... No, that's different. What is pram?
It's a baby carriage. I picture it more like... a stroller, more like one of those little lay-down prams. It's how you roll your kid around.
A traditional
pram, short for perambulator.
Oh, perambulator.
Typically features a bassinet-style carriage where the infant lies flat.
Yeah. There's a pram right there. Those are what prams look like. It's more like they look like an old-fashioned, like now kids sit in a stroller with their in a seated position. These are like for babies.
Okay. Yeah, I've never heard that term. Yes, I used a stroller a lot. I mostly used one of those baby Bjorns. That was my preferred way to carry the kids.
They get too heavy, put them in a backpack.
I was still down. It was more worthwhile for me to have my hands free and be cruising than to, even if it shortened our walk, I'd go that route rather than the stroller. But sometimes, you know.
John would put Riley in a backpack and he'd mow the lawn and without fail. That kid would just be, he'd be like, you're mowing the lawn.
Yep, I would vacuum the house.
Out like a light.
That's exactly what I did too.
So good. A sleeping baby on your back. Bye.
Let's see here. Let's look elsewhere in the world. In Malaysia, you can renew your passport even on a Sunday and it'll be ready in an hour.
In Malaysia.
Huh. So if you have an expired passport and your flight is tonight, you can go in and get your passport and make that flight that night.
How did they do away with all that red tape? That's amazing. That's the best one so far.
Let's see here. In Cyprus, on your birthday or name day, they call it, you have to treat everyone else.
Oh.
Well, that's a rip.
I'll stay in. I guess it's a way to keep people from, you know, throwing parties.
Yeah, I guess. In Ukraine, I was reprimanded for sitting on a bench outside in the winter. I was told that cold bench causes infertility.
Well, all your junk is right on it.
In Canada, if you accidentally bump into someone, you both apologize.
That's actually true most places. I feel like it's not true here, but I grew up with, if two people bump into each other, no matter whose fault it is, one person, you know, everyone, oh, excuse me, sorry.
Yeah, I think that is, let's be kind and polite, overly polite even.
Right.
And when I'm in the grocery store, I always say, pardon me, as I walk in front of you while you're viewing your, if you back up to
right.
the, you know, I got to walk through, and we're both being polite. You're giving room for me to pass. I am passing through your sight line, and I right. will say, pardon me.
Which is the way it should be.
Yes, try to be polite.
Acknowledge other people. Get that you may have, I don't know, in some way inconvenienced them.
In the UK, all major events will invoke a cup of tea. Mum died? Let me make you a cuppa.
Let me make you a cuppa.
House sale fallen through? Let me make you a cuppa. Just had a baby? Cuppa. Bad day at work? Cuppa. Good day at work? Cuppa. That's what they do in the UK.
Gotta have a cuppa.
In Russia, they never gift an even number of flowers, as that is only for funerals.
Oh.
In Southern California, when I saw this, I went, what are we talking about here?
What is it?
They say, we only measure distance in time. How far away is the airport? Could be 1 to 4 hours. Check Google.
Does it really matter how far away it is? What matters is the traffic.
Yeah, they say here that we don't, even if you know where you're going exactly, you will still Google it to find out how long you'll be stuck in traffic.
Yeah,
we do learn that lesson here too.
Yeah,
you definitely realize.
Yeah, I remember being late for a shift that started at 2 a.m. at KLOS because I was stuck in a traffic jam at, I don't know, 1:30 in the morning on Sepulveda Boulevard. I'm like, I can't believe it. And of course, I can't call. I can't call and say I'm going to be late because I didn't have a phone.
That's true.
Yeah. It was like probably 91 or 2. I don't have a cell phone.
I have this vision. You just reminded me of something. I used to do surf reports. That's how I started in radio. And as things went along, I was trying to learn radio, but still they were like, no, but you need to keep doing that. We have tons of sponsors for that. You're not done. And this one time, my stupid car broke down and there was no cell phone.
Right.
My car broke down and I ran in flip-flops to make my...
call from a payphone. Which, kids, when you see one of those, I don't even know if there are anymore. The last one I saw was at the mall like 15 years ago. I'm like, oh my God, kids, it's a payphone.
What I wouldn't give now, looking back, to just have had a little bob in me and gone, you know what? The world will not end if I don't make this call. You guys will live without your surf report.
Right.
No, I ran in flip-flops.
That's called dedication.
Things are breaking on my feet and I'm still running for it. I got no time to even kick him off.
Nope. Run for it.
One more and then I'll do something else. UK, everyone cheers when someone drops a glass in a pub. It stops any awkward silence and makes a minor mishap into a shared, joyous occasion.
You'd think people would do it on purpose.
You would.
Boy, it seems dour in here. Let me drop something. Get everybody all happy.
Opa!
This is what they yell when they break a glass in Greece.
No, you know what's funny? My kids did this thing yesterday with cornstarch and water called OPA.
Oh.
OOPA. OOXA. Oh, now I can't remember.
Cornstarch and water?
It makes this thing that's like both solid and liquid. If you hit it, it's solid. And if you touch it lightly, it turns into liquid.
Yeah, I made that once.
Isn't it called OOPA? O-O-P-A, I think.
I don't remember.
You did that, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
They were out there doing it yesterday afternoon while I waited for the Xfinity guy.
What fun.
Very cheap slime alternative.
Yeah, and that is one of the things.
And so if you drop it and you slam it down, it smashes into...
It's hard. And you can even... When it's hard, you can break it in half.
Oh.
And then you throw it back down and it's liquid. It's a weird... And it's
is
just...
it oobleck?
That's it. Sorry. What did you say?
Oobleck.
Oobleck.
You said OOPA? Sorry, Opa. It reminded me of that situation. I don't know. What do I know? How about a fast fact?
What were those?
I thought these were all fast facts. It's good.
No, that was just things that happen in other countries that seem weird elsewhere.
That was fun. I actually loved that story. That was good. You've really entertained me today. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh. That is my job here.
It's well done, my friend.
The words vanilla and vagina. I don't want to say it too loud.
Vagina?
Either. Yeah.
Well, you can say it out loud. It's a medical term for something that no one should be embarrassed about. Go on.
I agree. The words vanilla
and vagina
come from the same Latin root word. It's because the shape of vanilla when it grows resembles...
Oh, like many flowers.
Pamela Anderson.
Look. Oh.
Was discovered after appearing on a jumbotron at a Canadian Football League game in 1989.
I've heard this.
That chick.
Yeah. Oh, look at her. Let's get her. She's going to be a big star. She is the freshest faced little freckle-nosed
kid. On Tool Time, before she went glam, she was
Barbie
about
doll.
As beach bunny look as you could find.
Cutest thing ever.
Mm-hmm. Little freckle face, blonde hair. But then she put on in the bolt-ons and went glam.
Yep.
Cows.
Yeah.
Can walk downstairs. But it's very difficult for them. And they'll only do it if they have to.
Oh. Do they often have to?
I don't know. I don't know what the...
You know, in California, where I grew up, the cows would just be in some big flat field. You know, we didn't have a lot of hills. But here... You see cows all up and down on sides of mountains. Oh, and I always think, that must be hard for them to walk down those hills.
That they are, you don't think of it, but the roads between here and my house in Santa Cruz, it's all farmland. Mm-hmm. A lot of that is farmland mm-hmm. in between, even right along the coast. And there's lots of cows out just cruising.
Yep. They just hanging out.
Happy and healthy.
Chewing their cud.
And they don't know. You know. They don't know.
Yeah.
What's to come?
They don't.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. And that guy over there, he's got your text.
And your sponsor is fixed.
Ah, and this Alice Report is brought to you by HealthRight 360. HealthRight 360, helping our community access mental health care, addiction recovery, and support services for communities across California. Learn more at healthright360.org.
925. I've had two kids and have no idea what a pram is.
Yeah.
Danny and Alamo.
Honestly,
another guy. That's weird.
415. Oh my God. All the Russian and Ukrainian people I used to know always said I would freeze my eggs, become infertile if I sat on anything cold. Totally true.
Oh.
650. Alex in LA here. Measuring distance in time is a real thing for us.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does make sense because it doesn't really matter how far it is. If you can't get there because of the traffic.
Right.
650. King of Farts is nailing the fun today.
Oh, I know. God, he's the fart king.
925. Mm. Vinny's absolute glee about talking about cheerleaders is the best thing in the world. Tyler and SF. 408. Vinny, if either of your girls enjoy dancing, they have a junior gold rush camp that is a day long in the peninsula and they get to dance with the Gold Rush girls at a preseason game, and the parents get to go on the field.
Oh, that's so radical.
Ooh. We did it with my daughter twice. It was really fun, and my husband loved me on the field.
That's great. I'll look into it. Thank you so much.
One of our smart listeners, 510, oobleck is referred to as a non-Newtonian fluid.
Non-Newtonian?
It's a whole weird thing. It does multiple...
Oobleck.
Yeah, oobleck.
I have to look into that.
I've never heard of it.
I haven't heard, but they, heard of it either.
Maybe known as the one who greenlit it, because I know Mama would...
And you say it's just cornstarch and water.
It's just cornstarch and water, but Mama would never let that happen. So that is that's a Nona thing.
510, hey there, Alice family. My cousin Margaret and fiance Wolfgang are getting married today in Marin. I wish I could be there, but sending my love to them. Love you guys. Thanks, Tessa, listening in Vegas on the Odyssey app.
Happy
congratulations.
Wedding. Congratulations.
Yeah. Lots of people commenting on oobleck. I guess it's very popular, and everybody's giving us the recipe. And
it's a whole thing.
Send me the recipe.
Cornstarch and water.
That's in what? Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. Harry Styles in New York City, your chance to win next.
Woo! Oh my God, that's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Alice 97.3.
Hey. All morning.